Okay? In this episode, we are going to talk about investments. Investments in time, space, always time and space, but also things like earth and water. And don't forget about investments in things and things. And of course, liquidity markets. Or is it market liquidity? Or is it, I don't know. Yes.
Stop, Go Stop is proud to present episode 183.
Investments.
Invest.vestments. Okay, yes, go ahead. Of course.
This just in.
Yes, I remember you.
I didn't think you would.
There is new information tonight.
Oh, yes, good to see you.
I don't think you are telling me the truth.
Breaking news from the information desk.
You did not give me the opportunity I think I deserved 20 years ago.
Oh. Okay, and what was that? What didn't I do for you?
There is new information on the matter.
I should have been given advancement. I was very talented.
Oh, really? I don't remember many displays of your talents. Only the thirst of your ambition. I remember you trying to do your thing within my structure.
Yes, I had ideas. I had ways it could be better.
This just in, I didn't care 20 years ago, because it wasn't what was needed at the time.
This is a developing story.
Yes, I remember now. I don't know if I made the right decision then. I don't know if I would make a different one now.
Even with all you know, all that has happened.
Well, I guess we will never know.
Do you remember if you thought twice about it then?
I don't remember. I look out just past where I would call close.
What do you see?
There are three distances I want to describe. The first I would call the edge of my sight, the second the vastness of what I can see, and the third what is right in front of me.
So the edge?
Yes, as I sit here, and at the edge of what I can see is a tree line. The specific types of trees I can't identify from here, but I would say there are at least three types of deciduous trees. It's likely a maple, an elm, and maybe an ash. The specific subspecies I can't be sure of, or one of them could be an oak. Like I said, this is at the edge of my sight. This line of trees is less than a half mile away, and above them a cloudless sky. Just blue, a beautiful blue. The type of blue you think of when you think of a blue sky.
So that's the edge.
Of course it's not all of the edge. I can imagine the tree bark, I can imagine the roots, I can imagine each leaf, how it is intertwined with each branch, and how, in time, they will grow, lose their luster, wither, and fall.
So this is at the edge of what you can see?
Yes, the edge of the edge.
Is there more?
Yes, but I don't know if I want to tell you about that, at least not yet.
Okay, then the vast, what is the vast?
The vast is two things. or at least it is two main categories, the reflection of trees and the reflection of sky. It is a lake that holds my attention. While it isn't too big of a lake, the place that I am sitting, my distance to it, it holds the majority of my central and peripheral vision. It is funny that this one thing, water, I divide it into two categories, even though it is really one thing. By that I mean the perception of the water is making me think not of it as water, but what I see in the water.
Okay, then that is the vast.
Yes.
Is there more, or do you want to move on to the next category?
We can move on.
So the edge, the vast, and this next, you called it what is right in front of you.
Yes, what is right in front of me, maybe 5 feet. It is a fence. What is directly in front of me is a gate, and what is in the middle only just out of reach. A lock, a standard padlock.
Do you have a key to this padlock?
No, but I could jump the fence if I had to.
So what is it keeping out?
Or in. It could also be keeping something in.
The tree line and the sky, that is the past. And maybe the lake, that is the present.
The fence, does that make the fence the future? This all seems too simple. This doesn't seem right. From what I know of the world, from what I understand, the world I live in is much more complicated.
I know you are right, but you described a scene that seemed to map onto a worldview.
So yes, it is a view. Quite a view. The sky is so blue, the trees just far enough away that the colors shift in the wind. The water, so rich and deep and wondrous.
Are you bothered by the fence?
Like I said, I could jump over it if I had to. But no, it is just there, just 5 feet in front of me, a good distance.
When you think of a tree, what tree do you think of?
Well, there are two answers to that question. I only feel comfortable telling you one of them.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
My grandparents had a big oak tree. It was big and broad. Took over their backyard. It was quite a sight. It was twice as tall as their little ranch house, maybe three times. It was the type of tree that you took family photos in front of. It was the type of tree you put a dartboard on. It was the type of tree you tried to climb, but could never reach the first branch. I think it was an oak. I remember it as an oak. Oak trees have evolved over the past 56 million years. They aren't one tree, but over 400 distinct species. About 90 of those species grow in North America. It is an important tree. It supports more life forms than any other species of tree on this continent. Fungi, insects, birds, ghosts, and yes, even humans depend on them. I swear the one in the backyard of my grandparents lived forever. They said that it was planted when they built the house, but I think it was earlier. No way to know now. Grandma and Grandpa both dead, and asking about a tree seemed like something you just don't do near the end. Well, either way, that's the tree I think of.
Or at least one of the trees.
Yes.
Oak is a fine tree, a good tree. I think of a maple, but not a specific maple tree. Just the broad idea of a maple tree. The leaf, how it changes color in the fall. Maybe a bit about Canada, but not too much. I always think of maple.
White fir.
Hedge maple.
Amer maple.
State Street or Miyabi maple.
Miyabe maple.
Black maple.
Crimson king maple.
Deborah Norway maple.
Emerald Luster Maple.
Satisfaction Maple.
Sycamore Maple.
Silver Queen. Silver Maple.
Skinner's Cut-Leaved Silver Maple.
Fall Fiesta Sugar Maple. Green Mountain Sugar Maple.
Norwegian Sunset Maple.
Pacific Sunset Maple.
Sienna Glen Maple. Autumn Fantasy Maple.
Marmo Maple.
Ohio Buckeye.
Bauman Horse Chestnut.
Yellow Buckeye.
European Black Alder. White Alder.
Apple Serviceberry.
Allegheny Serviceberry.
River Birch.
Heritage River Birch.
European Hornbeam.
American Hornbeam.
Bitternut Hickory. Pignut Hickory.
Shellbark Hickory.
About two-thirds of my field of view is red, or mostly red. There is a creaminess to the color, a transparent nature. It is and it isn't. The base layer might have been green or brown. It's hard to tell. There are streets of yellow and blue incorporated into the red. I think that's right. This is all from memory, so believe what you need to.
And the other third? What? The other third of your view? Your field of view? What's there? Is it a color? A pattern?
No. No. But also, yes.
Yes and no?
Sure. But my point is, wait. Okay? The other third is dark. Incredibly dark. The color is the total absence of anything. It vibrates with nothing.
There is a lot going on in the dark, underground, beneath the known world. The sounds you hear are from unknown sources. The words you hear are from unknown voices. This just in.
I have been thinking about this.
I'm looking forward to the future. There are no bounds. The barriers are there, but they are always shifting.
There are ways to get around them. There are always ways to be more. The voice you hear is one that loves you, no matter what it says.
Today, in this time and space, is the day it isn't a reflection of the past.
Today.
Today is almost tomorrow.
Today.
Is never yesterday.
Today.
Always today.
You have been listening to episode 183 of the Stop Go Stop podcast. The program was written and produced by John Wenzel. From Chicago to your ears, thank you for listening.